The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter, beginning at verse 1. The Bible reads, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. The Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, do not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he have found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And when he had come home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." Supporting scripture that you've already heard in your hearing, the Gospel according to St. John, out of the 10th chapter, verses 27 and 28 reads, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to propose a question to you this morning. And if you would look your neighbor in the eye, and ask your neighbor this question: Are you
one of the Lord's sheep?
Are you one of the Lord's sheep?
That we've come a mighty long way and we still got a long way to go. But I'm reminded of the song that said, Please be patient with me. Hallelujah, for the Lord is not through with us yet. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Songwriter said, "I've tried over and over. But of all the things that I've tried, I still found out that there's nothing better than Jesus." We got a testimony that can't nobody do you like Jesus. And there's nothing sweeter than knowing God for yourself this morning. We give God glory, we give him honor this morning because he is God. And we don't have to justify or prove it to nobody. You ought to know that God has been good to you as an individual. And we thank God because it was him that has watched over us through another week's journey. And it's that same God that we've been calling on every day. Every day somebody in here called on the name of Jesus and that there have been some good days and there have been some bad days, but every day still is a day of thanksgiving. And so we come to the house of God this morning being grateful that God is such a loving and merciful God. And we thank God because if it had not been for him, we wouldn't even have the strength to move this morning. And there might be some that are going through, and we know that there are those that are going through, because every day somebody has some situation or some circumstance that they weren't quite ready for, but God has a way of just making sure that you know that I'm right there. As long as God is there, then we know that everything will work out all right. And so we come this morning with not necessarily an unusual question, but it's a question that we as individuals must find an answer for ourselves. We can't assume that just because you are in the house of God, that you consider yourself to be a sheep of God. We can't assume that just because we know where you come from, that even though mom and daddy taught you a whole lot of things, and they may have even brought you to church on many occasions, but how many of you know that just bringing you to church just won't do it? How many of you know that just coming in God's house and sitting in here just won't do it? You got to have a desire to want to be blessed. You got to have ears that you want to hear. And you got to allow your heart to receive those things that God has for you. And I don't know about you, but we have a tendency sometimes to point the finger, and we're always looking out of the corner of our eye. But if we would just take time out when you look in the mirror at yourself, when you look at yourself and realize that, look at this here, what God has made, and that sometimes you look at yourself and you might not even like what you see, but when you don't like what you see, you put your little makeup on and you put your hair a different way. When you don't like what you see, you put a little that black out in that gray beard to make you feel like that I hadn't quite lost it yet. I'm just as young as I feel. But how many of you know that as young as you feel, don't get it no more, because that even being young, we have aches and pains. So I found out that we don't have anything to boast about. And those of us that don't love our elders, we better watch ourselves, because if you don't be careful, you're going to blink your eye and tomorrow you're going to be an elder. If you don't do folk right on this side, then when you get to your time, nobody gonna be yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Nobody gonna be yes, sir, no, sir, because you didn't have respect for yourself, and nobody else is gonna have respect for you. It's time out for us pointing the finger and always talking about what they done. What about you? We're not in here worried about our neighbor this morning. I had you to look at your neighbor. It's good sometimes. Look at one another in the eye and be able to ask a question or to make a statement and be sincere in your response. And I thank God. I thank God for every brother, every sister that God has allowed to come into this household of faith, because as we look at the body of Christ, we will find that we are made up of all walks of life of people. All kinds of people make up the body of Christ. And every one of us in here, we always can find some fault in something or somebody. But the reality of life is that all of us have some yesterdays. Every one of us has what we used to call skeletons in the closet. And how many of you know that all it needs is just a crack in the closet and some of them bones just start falling out? Anybody ever realize that when you got company, you don't want to open up certain doors? Because you realize that I done put a whole lot of junk up in there. If I open it up, some of my junk might fall out. And you don't need to know about my junk. Am I talking to anybody in here? Then you better be careful who you share your good news with and who you share your bad news with, because everybody that say they're your friend is not your friend. And don't get caught up in the fact that you want to vent so bad that you're just going to tell your business to everybody, because any and everybody may not have your good at all. That there's some folk that'll listen to you and say that I got your back, and they might even say I'm praying for you. They're praying that you don't make it, praying that you don't get an answer. Everybody that look in your face is not for you. No need of fooling yourself into thinking that just because you are trying to do things the right way that everybody gonna be on your side. How many of you know that sometimes when you do good, evil is still right there? Those times when you made your mind up that I'm going to serve the Lord until I die, and I'm going to stop doing this and I'm going to stop doing that, and all of a sudden here come the freebies. It's easy to stop something when you don't have resources. But how many of you know that the enemy has a way of making sure that you get what you don't need? Now, the Lord said that I supply your every need according to my riches in glory. But now the Lord got somebody that's fighting against him called the devil. And the devil is out to get you any kind of way he can. So how many times have you been broke and left home and still came back drunk? The enemy will help you get what you want, but will not allow you to have the thing that you need. Bible teaches us this morning that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's a fact in the Bible that there is none perfect, no, not one. So I found this morning that in the midst of every group of people, there are some believers and there are some unbelievers as well. Many of us that was lost in sin. headed for destruction, found a place in life at a time where we realized that I must confess my faults. Then you decided that I don't like the way that I'm going and I'm going to repent and ask the Lord my God to forgive me of the wrong that I've done. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody ever realize that you don't need a whole lot of folk around to confess and to talk to God? Anybody realize that you don't need the okay from the preacher, the deacon, or the lay members to talk to your God? And when God said it's going to be all right, then you trust what God has said. Now, there are times when, and that's why you have to be careful about sharing information, because there are times when God is delivering you and God is working things out, and you allow some of your business to slip out, and then the enemy start working against what you had going in your favor. So you got to recognize, and when you see the enemy out there, the Bible say that when you see trouble, you got to learn how to take a detour. You got to learn how to resist the devil, flee and go the other way, and tell that devil he is nothing but a liar. See, the devil would have you to think this morning that your coming has been in vain. But just because you had a mind to come to God's house, there's a blessing in that all by itself. Every one of us in here ought to have some hope in the power of a loving God. If you are one that consider yourselves to be a believer, then that tells us that you believe in the death and the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. And because I believe in God's death and resurrection, then now I got hope for my tomorrows. Now I realize that I got something to look forward to. I got something to look forward to on the other side of life. Now, we enjoy living life down here, but we're not here to stay. We heard somebody say, this world is not my home. And I thank God that I found through the word of God that I got another building. Bible declared that was made without hands, and it's eternal in the heavens. And so all I got to do is get there. So now what we got to understand is how are you going to get there if you don't know God? Question this morning is one that we got to take to heart, and we got to take it in a personal way. As you look your neighbor in the eye and you ask your neighbor the question, I think that I'll ask you, what would your response be? Are you one of the Lord's sheep? Let us not forget the teachings of Jesus. As he sat there upon the cross, and not only after he got off the cross and he got up out the grave, but then our God got up with all power in his hands. And when he got up with all power in his hand, the Bible declared that he sits there at the right hand of God. Now, what we got to understand is the Lord God has taught us some things that we got to remember some of these things that God has said. The Bible declared that when the Son of Man come in his glory, and all of his holy angels would be with him, and there he shall sit upon the throne. Now, when God sits there, when Jesus sat there on the throne before him, the Bible declared that all of the nations are going to be gathered together. Now, when the nations gather together, the Bible declares he's going to separate them one from another. Now, as a shepherd divided the sheep from the goats. Now, he's going to set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats, he's going to put them on the left. Then the Bible read, then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So I've made preparations for you a long time ago. When I formed the world, I made a place just for you. So if you live as a believer, if you die as a believer, then when I come and I get ready to divide my sheep and my sheep I'm going to put on my right side and my goat I'm going to put on the left side. But now the thing is that you got to understand that after they get there, there's going to be a time when you're going to realize that it's important to be a sheep. Now, I don't know about you, but just in reading that, that makes me want to be a sheep. Are there any goats in the house this morning? Now, all it takes to be a goat is to be disobedient. All it takes to be a goat is to lie out of the side of your mouth. All it takes to be a goat is to have aught against your brother and your sister. It's very easy to be a goat because a goat will eat about anything. So that goat is the one that always taking in the he say, she say, and they say. Any goats in here that heard that so-and-so don't like them, watch that goat, because a goat will bring you something that you don't necessarily want to chew up, because when you get it down, you can't get it all the way down. There's some time you got to tell the goat, get up off of me. Talking to some of the goats in the house this morning, and I'm not saying you're a goat, but if you're a goat, you're a goat. Nobody can't make you be a goat but you. When you hear the word of God, then you got to be more than just a hearer. You got to be a doer of God's word. Do we have any doers in the house? We got anybody realize that even though we say that we love God, if we love God, we got faith in God. Faith without works is dead. So if you're not doing anything, then you're wasting valuable time. Bible declared that men and women must work out their own soul's salvation. So when night comes and there's no work to be done, don't look around and say, is there anything that I can do? You got to do what you can while you have a chance. Now, if you ask yourself the question, what is it that I'm doing or what am I not doing to promote and build up the kingdom of God? Jesus said on one occasion, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are so few. There's still much work to be done in the vineyard. Somebody got to learn how to be a witness. Somebody got to tell the good news. Somebody got to share that the Lord God is a forgiving God. Is there anybody in here that would be honest with yourself and realize that I haven't done everything just right? I've had some days when I've done some good, and I had some days when I've fallen short. But I found out that I've had to talk to the Lord our God. Is there anybody praying in the house? See, it's the only way to communicate with God. You got to talk to God. You got to communicate with God in a sincere kind of way. Now, there's some folk that don't realize that it comes a time that you got to talk to God and let the Lord know whose side that you're on. I wonder, is there anybody in here praying to the Lord our God? Or you like the scribes and the Pharisees that just like to stand out in the open and want everybody to hear their prayer? Don't you know there come a time that you got to steal away in your secret closet? There come a time that you got to realize that when you talk to your God, you don't have to say it like Cave said. You don't have to say it like Brother Vorder said. But you ought to say it like it is on your heart. You ought to be able to tell the Lord God that you are a child of the mighty King. You ought to be able to tell God, Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I done. You ought to realize that God has taught us that we can't just pray it with the wrong attitude. We got to have the right motive and we got to have the right attitude. I looked at the Sunday school lesson and that began to move me for the mere fact that when two different kinds of folk go up to talk to God, some of us think that just because our testimony is I've been on the Lord's side a long time, just because you got on your nice fine clothes, just because you got every word just right and it's just in place, that does not make your prayer get to God no faster than nobody else. Don't you know that even though that Pharisee that stood up there and began to declare, look at what I've done. I fast twice a week. I've done my brother's right. I've listened to the word of God. I stand here, God, and I'm not like the old publicans over there. I'm not like the one that are always talking about other folk. But I am a child of the mighty King, and I don't know whether you're going to hear their prayer or not, but God, you ought to hear mine. But what about that one that's just standing there? Don't make a whole lot of noise. Don't need nobody to hear them pray. But they just humble their head. Humble themselves at the feet of God. Let the Lord know, Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done. See, I don't know about you, but I just want to thank my God for being the one that I can call my shepherd. I thank God because I know that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I know that the Lord God has made a way out of no way. Is there anybody in here that trusts God to be your shepherd? See, if you know God to be your shepherd and you are one of his sheep, then the Bible declares, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. When you hear the voice of a mighty king, you ought to be able to call on the name of your God. But I thank God for being that kind of God that has always been right there by my side. I want to let you know that I serve a mighty God, a God that let me know that as long as I'm in his hand, no man is able to pluck me out. As long as I stand in the hand of a mighty God, I want to let you know that God has been mighty good to me. Is there anybody in the house this morning that know that God is right there by your side? I just stopped by to give you a couple of reasons why you ought to love God with all of your heart. When I think of the goodness of my Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, I can't help but tell my God, thank you. Because when I look at our text this morning, I realized that there was one day in my own life when I was that sheep that was lost out there all by myself. Is there anybody in the house this morning? Have you ever been lost and down and out? Have you ever found yourself in a bad situation? Have you ever found yourself separated from all of your loved ones? I stop by to tell somebody that I serve a God that will meet you exactly where you are. As I was talking to the Sunday school class on Wednesday night, and we began to talk about the prophet Isaiah, I just said, surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows, and we did esteem him smitten of God. But I thank my God that he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And I just stopped by to let somebody know that when I read in the text this morning that the Lord our God loves his sheep, and the Bible declared that he had 100 sheep. Well, 99 was right there where he left them, but one of them had gotten away. Is there anybody in the house that realized that Isaiah said that every one of them had turned to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all? I'm glad that when I turned my own way and I got out there and I found myself lost, I had a shepherd that was out there looking for the sheep. Is there anybody in the house that realized that I might be the one? Put yourself in that one sheep place. You serve a God that loves you from home high, and that God will do anything that needs to be done. But God loved me so much that he left the 99 right there in the wilderness. Said, I'm going and find John Willie, that hard head boy, and got loose again. Are there any runners in the house that realize that God has been right there? God will meet you exactly where you are. If you are one of those that have been lost this morning, I stop by to let you know that all you got to do is trust the power of God. If you are lost this morning, you better hold on to God's unchanging hand. I know that I serve a God this morning that sits high and he looks down low. Is there anybody in the house that found themselves looking and wondering, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know how I'm going to get things together, but I called on the name of the Lord and I said, oh my God, come on and see about me. And my God heard my humble cry, and I heard my God say, it's going to be all right, for you are my sheep, and if you hear my voice, come on and follow me. Are there any sheep in the house that hear the voice of the Lord? Say, come unto me, all you that labor, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Is there anybody in the house that know if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, every time the devil thought he got me, I got away. And when I got away praising him. I said, I want to thank you, my God. Thank you, God, for everything that you've done. I want to thank my God for being there in the midnight hour. He was right there when I was in trouble. I found out that he's a trouble. He'll get you out of your trouble. Make everything all right. There are times when my body been in affliction, but my God have a healing hand. And I found out that by his stripes, by stripes I am healed. Are there any sick folk in the house that are waiting on the doctor to diagnose your case? Well, I want to let you know that you're in the operating room right now, and Dr. Jesus got his invisible robots and working all inside your body. He starts with your mind, he work on down to your heart, and he lets you know that I am your God. And if you hold on to my unchanging hand, everything is going to be all right. I want to know, do you have an answer to my question? Are you one of the Lord's sheep? I thank my God. My answer is yes. Do I have any other sheep? Where are the other sheep? Where are those that love God? Where are those that give God praise? Where are those that come to give the Lord thanks? Is there anybody that come to God's house not to be entertained this morning, but you come to give God praise? Where are the ones that is grateful and can say, I thank the Lord that I'm not where I used to be? I thank my God. He done brought me a mighty long way. I may have a frost on my eye, but I can see out of my right eye. And if I can't see out of my right eye, I found out that if I hold a God's unchanging hand, I can be blinded by the eye, but God will lead me. God will lead me where I have to go. I'm going to trust the power of God. Is there anybody in the house that really love your God? Say yeah. If you love your God, say yeah. If the Lord is on your side, say yeah. If you're a sheep this morning, do anybody know that the Lord is your shepherd? Can you help me say the Lord? God is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I hear the shepherd. I hear the shepherd. I hear the shepherd. I hear the shepherd calling my name. And when my sheep hear my voice, they recognize my name. And when they hear me, oh God, oh God, oh God, something is moving down on the inside. Something won't let me hold my peace this morning. I just want to thank God. I just want to thank God for being my God. I want to thank God. I want to thank God for allowing me to walk 2 miles yesterday for somebody that may need a kidney transplant, for somebody that's already got their kidney, for somebody that is still holding on to hope. Do what you can while you can. Are you a sheep or are you a goat? Sheep got a place on the right hand side of the king. Now, I don't know about you, but out of all this running, I want to hear him say, well done. You know, we never liked goats no way. You don't want to be a goat. If you have some goat tendencies, we don't get rid of them today. The Bible says, shake off every weight, every sin, anything that's holding you from being what your God wants you to be. Sometimes it's just your pride. Sometimes you're just worried about what they say. But they don't have a heaven or a hell to carry you to. You let they and them run on about their business, and you get on the Lord's side. Say, for God I'll live, and for the Lord I'll die. The question is for us all, and every one of us have to have our own answer. I can't answer for you. You can't answer for me. But are you a sheep? If you're a sheep, then all you're saying is that I'm a believer. And the Lord is my shepherd. He watches over me. He protects me. He keeps me. He leads. He guides me. He feeds me when I get hungry. And if somewhere along this journey, if I stray and I cannot find my way, because sheep don't know how to get back home by themselves. But the shepherd, with his ever watching eye, he'll hook you with that staff, pull you right on back in. And when you get back in with the other 99, the Bible declares, when he found the lost sheep, he didn't say, I told you. He didn't ask him, where you been? But he just grabbed him and threw him across his shoulder. Say, I found my sheep that was lost. Is that you on the shoulder of Jesus? Is that you on the shoulder of Jesus? All your friends stayed in the huddle, but something pulled you out. But don't worry, just because you're out and you seem like you're by yourself, God will lead a 99 and he'll come looking for that one. Are you the one? I'm so glad that I am one of God's sheep. I'm so glad that even before he got here, Isaiah declared that he would die, he would be rejected. He wouldn't even come in the form of a king that we would recognize him and say that he's King of Kings. But he came as a babe with all power in his hand.